Okay, my friends, Joe Franklin, overnight over memory lane over WOR. We thank you once again for making us the world's most listened to overnight radio program. A little change of pace right now, something that'll make a lot of people happy. A somewhat medical update with a lady whose clippings I'm surrounded here by. Clippings here in Glamour, 17, Vogue, Essence, Gentleman's Quarterly. Name is Vivian Orgel. Vivian goes way back to my TV days. Vivian, how have you been since last we met?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you, Joe.
Vivian is an expert on many, many topics, and the one I've chosen is the subject of stress, and I've been reading where 37 million people in this country are depressed, and maybe more than that are going through stress. Your book is called?
Overcoming the Pitfalls of Stress.
Overcoming the Pitfalls of Stress, and what are some ideas you might have, Vivian, on getting motivated when things are very tough and very stressful, and don't be shy?
Okay, well, you know, it's all about re-educating yourself. If you're going through a tough time and you're emotionally turbulent, get yourself moving in a positive direction. A simple way, one easy way, is to find somebody else to help or find a mental or physical challenging situation. For instance, if you're going to take up tennis and you've never played before, it's going to take you out of your mind.
So our topic, therefore, is somehow turning off the negative debilitating effects of stressful thoughts, which is easier said than done. So maybe one example of your philosophy being used. One more case history, Vivian.
Something that happened to me just the other day.
Right.
I went to go take a shower. I was completely undressed, and I grabbed my pen.
Wish I could have been there. I'm sorry.
And I wrote something down, and I hopped in the shower, and I went to get the shampoo, and then I noticed that I had ink all over my hands and all over the wall. And I said to myself, I have to find a solution. And I went right for the chemical that I thought that could help get rid of that ink stain all over my hands. I didn't have any of the negative mind chatter that I would have had in the past. Instead, I went right for the solution. I didn't go through that whole area of stress-provoking, anxiety-provoking mind chatter. So I skipped over that whole chapter. Your whole life can change by using different type of belief systems.
In what way? I'm chatting here with Vivian Orgel, whose book is called, one more time, Vivian?
Overcoming the Pitfalls of Stress.
Overcoming the Pitfalls of Stress. And somebody wanted me to ask you, how does the past interfere with what's going on with people right now?
Well, many people are prisoners of the past.
True.
They have regrets and memories. But why live in a regret? If you focus on something positive, something that you can make larger in your mind, then the past or the memory or the regret becomes smaller. So it's up to you if you want to have a still life or a movie frame in your mind.
So the emptiness can be filled somehow differently?
Sure, you have to find things that make you feel good.